بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قال الله تعالى in سورة قاف verse number 6: أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها. Have they not looked at the heaven, السماء above them, how we have made it. وزيناها and adorned it. وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ and there are no rifts in it. This exclamation is a scolding one. This is for scolding. Scolding the disbelievers. And in this there is evidence, taking the universal signs as evidence for the legal signs. Because we remember, as you remember, the signs are of two types. Universal, which means kauni, pertaining to creation, and then the other signs are the legal, which are the prohibitions and commands. So therefore in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making from the universal signs evidence for the truthfulness and correctness of the legal signs. So that's why he said, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Have they not looked at the heaven above them, how we may have made it and adorned it, and there are no rifts in it. So in this there is also scolding at them. Why they don't look to the as-sama, to the heaven above them, and what it contains from amazement and perfection. Evidence for the ability of Allah to give life to the dead. Because they denied that. They denied the resurrection. And this looking comprises two types of looking. This looking comprises two types of looking. One is looking of the sight, normal sight, the normal sight. The other is the insight, which means contemplation. And this is in the heart, meaning wonder, the pondering. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Have they not looked at the heaven above them? Well, everyone knows that the heaven, the sama, the sky, is above. Then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here asserted it by saying above them? Someone say, what is the benefit of this? Because it is known that it is above. However, we say this text of asserting the sun, the heaven, to be above is an indication for the greatness of this sama, of this heaven. And that with its highness and loftiness and vastness and greatness, it stands as a proof for the perfect creation and ability of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Have they not looked at the heaven above them? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. How we have made it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it with بِقُوَّة and made it strong, firm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about this in Surah An-Naba. In Surah An-Naba 87 verse 12. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. And we have built above you seven strong heavens. Strong ones. And also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ. And the heavens we have built strong. We don't know as to the how. But we know that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He created the earth in 4 and the heaven in 2 days, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fussilat 41 verse 12. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Then he completed and finished from their creation as seven heavens in 2 days. and He has made in each heaven its affairs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, and adorned it, وَزَيَّنَّاهَا, adorned it, made it beautiful. Beautiful in creating in it great stars organized, giving light, organized in their paths. These stars, as one of the great imams of the tabi'een, of the successors to the companions, whose name is Qatada rahimahullah, said, خلق الله هذه النجوم لثلاث. Allah created these stars for three objectives. First, زينة للسماء, adornment to the heavens. وعلامات يهتدى بها, and as guides, for guiding people. And ورجوما للشياطين, and missiles to drive away devils. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mulk 67 verse 5, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And indeed we have adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, and we have made such lamps as missiles to drive away the shayateen, the devils, and have prepared for them the torment of the blazing fire. And anyone who seeks other than that, other than these objectives, then he has lost his share and indulged in that which he has no knowledge of. Here he indicates to what has been done by those people who take these stars as points of evidence through their movements, points of evidence for the occurrence of certain worldly matters or affairs, to the extent that they relate the happiness of an individual and his wickedness upon these stars. Like for example saying, if such and such person is born during the movement of such a star, then he is happy. And if he is born during the movement of such and such a star, then he is wicked. But there is no influence for that, meaning for the movement of these stars in the skies. There is no relation to influence or influencing occurrences on the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجِ, وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجِ, and there are no rifts in it, in the heavens. Rather, it is strongly built, without any rifts. This is concerning the heavens. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the next verse, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. Verse 7. And the earth we have spread it out, and set thereon mountains standing firm, and have produced therein every kind of lovely growth of plants. These are three matters. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread out the earth. Yet, when it is compared to the heavens, then it is very little, or very small. But it is spread for the creatures on it. Then, the second thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set there on mountains. firmly standing, stabilizing the earth, supports it, standing firm. The third is, have produced therein every kind of lovely growth of plants. Every kind. So this indicates the various kinds of growth on the earth. You know, to the extent that in the same spot, though small, you find there so many kinds of growth, in different in colors, different in sizes, different in their structure, tenderness, softness, harshness, so forth. Many differences. And also they differ in their tastes if they are fruits. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:4, وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. Yet some of them we make more excellent than others to eat. And who is able to create all these things? He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these plants of every kind of growth, although in the same place, although watered by the same water, and the earth is the same spot, who is able to bring all these kinds of growth from therein? The answer is Allah Azza wa Jal, most mighty and most magnificent. You come to the earth, and you look at these spots which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produce therein every kind of lovely growth in it, different kinds of plants. You'll be amazed. You see this flower yellow, the other flower white, other violet, one opened, other closed, and many, many signs. This is a great evidence that Allah Azza wa Jal is all able to bring life to the dead, the thing which these people denied, those who belied the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who said, as in the previous verse, verse 3 of the same surah, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. When we are dead and have become dust, shall we be resurrected? You know, an exclamation of denial, that is a far return. So the one who is able to create all these magnificent creatures and creation is able to bring life to the dead, then it is also to be said, who is the one who created man? Allah. And returning him after his death is easier than initiating him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Rum in chapter 30. Surah Al-Rum, chapter 30, verse 27. قال الله تعالى وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه. And he it is who originates the creation, then will repeat it after it has been perished. And this is easier for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the next verse, after mentioning these signs, he said, تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا, an insight and a reminder for every slave turning to Allah. For every slave turning to Allah. تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who incites us to look and contemplate the heavens and the earth and what occurs in them. This is in order to have an insight, tabsira, and dhikra, remembrance, reminder. The scholars, rahimahumullah, said, the difference between tabsira, insight, and remembrance, dhikra, is that a tabsira, the insight, is continuous, and the dhikra, the reminder, is upon forgetfulness. So these ayat, these signs therefore, are reminders in case one forgets, and also they are insight if one is ignorant. And also it may be said that the difference between them is that the tabsira, the insight, is in contrast with al-jahl, ignorance, and that the reminder is in contrast with forgetfulness. And both sayings are correct. So the important thing is that if one looks at the heaven and the earth and what's therein, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had set, from plants and so forth and stars, then the person, yani, this will be an insight in one's heart. This brings an insight to one's heart. And also it reminds him if he forgets. But is this for everyone? Listen to what Allah says. لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. An insight and reminder. Is it for everyone? Listen. For every slave, then he described him, turning to Allah. So therefore, this insight and reminder is for this person who is qualified with these descriptions. It's not for everyone. The kuffar, the disbelievers, look and daily with to the heavens and the earth. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 101, قُلْ اَنْظُرُوا مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, behold, all that's in the heavens and the earth. But neither ayat, signs, nor warners benefit those who believe not. So the one who benefits is the one who returns to Allah, returns to Him, always begs His pardon. These are the ones who benefit. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse, verse 9, says, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ. And we send down blessed water from the sky. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ. Then we produce therewith gardens and grain, every kind of harvests that are reaped. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ نَزَّلْنَا. And we send down, because the water comes, the rain comes gradual. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, from the sky. From the sky, meaning here from above. It means from above. Because this water comes from the clouds. Comes from the clouds. Not from the sky which we see. The sky which is the ceiling, the roof, the preserved one. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that it comes from the as-sahab, the clouds, in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:164. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the water which Allah sends down from the sky and makes the earth alive therewith after its death. Now, 164. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now, and in the veering of winds and clouds which are held between the sky and the earth. From this, the water comes. So it comes from above. So the term as-sama here means al-ulu. Means al-ulu, which is above. And the wisdom behind sending it from above, in order that it covers the peaks of mountains and the grazing places of camels, okay, and the valleys and the plains, because if it comes from the earth, it may not reach the it may not reach the peaks of mountains, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it come from above. And he described this water as mubarakan, blessed, mubarakan, meaning from its blessing is that yumbitu bihi, Allah brings there with, we produce there with gardens and grain, every kind of harvests that are reaped, the gardens that are filled with trees. Allah called it Jannat. Jannah from Jinn, which means it Tujan, meaning it shields what's underneath. If the trees are plenty in the place, then they shield what's underneath. So this is the meaning of Jannat. وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ, the grains of every kind of harvest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the trees and the grains. From the trees we find the al-thimar, the produce, fruits. And from the grain we find the all these kinds of harvests we have the grains which are reaped. Then Allah mentioned also al-nakhl. He said وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ in verse 10. And tall date palms with ranged clusters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this particularization to the date palms because it is the best of the trees. And that's why the resemblance of the believer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear, إِنَّ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ شَجَرًا مِثْلُهَا مِثْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, from the trees there is a tree which is like the believer, in reference to النخلَ, النخلَ, the date palm. And Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, he said, when he made this resemblance, this parable, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people started thinking about all kinds of trees in the wilderness. Everyone saying this is this kind of a tree and so forth. And Ibn Umar said, what fell in my heart is the date palm. What fell in my heart is the date palm. And he said, yet I was the youngest of the people. Meaning he was shy to speak when he was the youngest. This is Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hiya an-nakhla," it is the date palm. So he knew it right. He knew which one. But he kept silent because he was the youngest and he was shy. And it is the tree which Allah mentioned in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 24. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. See you not how Allah sets forth a parable, a goodly word as a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the sky, meaning very high. That's why Allah therefore mentioned it specifically here. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ, and the tall date palms with ranged clusters. بَاسِقَات, tall. لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ, ranged cluster. The clusters are in stalks. Best in organization. And you find these fruits with water coming through the fine stalks reaching them. And you could find sometimes 30 dates or more on each of these stalks. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, رِزْقًا as a provision for and ibad. In the next verse, for the slaves. So, Allah is saying that our action, sending down the rain, producing with it or therewith the different kinds of fruits, gardens and grain and harvest, and the date palms, tall ones, we did that as what? As a provision for Allah's slaves. And the term slaves here comprises both the believers and the unbelievers, because the unbeliever is a slave of Allah, but his slavery, him being a slave of Allah, is or means that he is a creation of the creation of Allah. He is not the slave worshipper. The slave worshipper is only to the believer. But he is a slave in terms of being one of the creation. So he is a universal existence. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 93. إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes unto the most beneficent as a slave. As to the legal slavery, this cannot be except to the believer who is in compliance with Allah's commands and the one who abstains from his prohibitions and the one who believes his news. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a provision for Allah's slaves, وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا, and we give life therewith to a dead land. Dead land. Allah brings life to it by this rain. You see the earth, as Allah described it in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 5, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنْبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. At the end of verse 5, and you see the earth barren, but when we send down water on it, it is stirred to life, it swells and puts forth every lovely kind of growth. Alhamdulillah. Fruits, produce, harvests. This is life after death. And so what is? كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. Thus will be the resurrection. Thus will be the resurrection. Meaning, just like that, it will be the resurrection. So how come you deny when you see all of this around you? Dead land coming to life. Same thing when people will be raised from their graves. And Allah mentioned this here because there are those of His creation who denied that. As in 64:7, زعم الذين كفروا أن لا يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن. Those who disbelieved claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, by Allah, you will be resurrected. And their evidence was that who would bring life to these crumbled bones, and after it became dust? This is considered far away, something far, remote, something impossible rather. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that this is not impossible. Just like you see around you, the barren land, dead, water coming on it, and it brings it to life. Then the one who is able to bring it to life after its death by sending the rain is all able to bring the dead to living and raise them.